Congratulations! You've made it to middle school! Gone are the elementary days of line leaders, bathroom buddies, and running from girls infected with a sure fatal case of the cooties. Ahead of you are the middle school ways of changing classes, herd-like hallways, lockers, homework, studying, clubs, sports, dances, parties, and, yes, girls. Maybe you're one of those guys who thinks he's totally prepared for middle school. You're not. Could be you're questioning if you even have a snowball's chance in August of surviving. Yeah, you will. No matter how you see yourself right now, it's best to learn this fact. From the dawn of time, guys have made it through similar coming-of-age stages in life. This just happens to be your first really big one. Back in ancient history, guys about your age might have set out into the wilderness on a solo walkabout to prove themselves. Consider this. The original Survival Man series was exactly that. Can a young man in the making survive in the wild, kill a beast with sharp teeth, fashion clothes from the hide, carve weapons from the bones, receive some spirit name, and then return home to take a wife? As cool as this may sound, let's face the facts. Most middle school guys today wouldn't last an hour under those conditions. Worse than the danger of death by wild animal, there was no Wi-Fi way back then. The middle school jungle you're about to enter is totally wired and ruled by class schedules, bells, tests, homework, hormones, cliques, jocks, geeks, and a few bullies. As wild as this may sound, survival is pretty much guaranteed. Want proof? It's called high school. Your family may be saying stuff like, "You're growing up so fast," or, "Why can't you stay my little boy just a little longer?" They know that's impossible, and you don't really want to keep the baby face you had back in elementary school. Nope, you are moving up to middle school. And to be totally truthful, it's not going to be all fun and games. At the same time, you don't want to resist the advancement. If you try to avoid the changes and challenges ahead, you'll hear family and teachers start to say stuff like, "It's time to grow up and start taking responsibility for yourself." Ready or not, it's best to move into middle school with some good advice from a few good guys. That's what this book is all about. Good advice from good guys who know what they're talking about. How much do they know, you ask? Well, the three guys who wrote this book all made it through middle school alive. All our major organs are still tucked neatly inside our bodies, and we graduated up to high school a bit smarter, thanks to our teachers and parents. We wrote this book as a father-son team of middle school survival experts. Reed and Cole have the most recent experience, while Jonathan can say the 8th grade was the best 2 years of his life. Seriously. You'll hear more about that fun fact later in the book. To his benefit, Jonathan eventually made it out of middle school and went on to become a best-selling author and a professional sociologist with an expertise in teens, student leadership, and character development. For now, please accept this book as our gift to you in your middle school years. We believe in you. We hope what you hear next will help you be and do your very best in middle school and beyond. Good luck.